Welcome to Between Two Covers on KVNO. I'm Dr. Teresa Carmody, assistant professor in UNO's Writer's Workshop and author of the novel, The Reconception of Marie, joining you to review Anna Minardo's new memoir, After Italy, A Family Memoir of Arranged Marriage, published this year by Bordighera Press. In this moving memoir of love and loss, Anna Minardo traces three generations of marriage, work, and child raising from one homeland, the mountain village of Vizzano in Calabria, southern Italy, where Minardo's grandparents and father were born, to another, the United States, mostly Pittsburgh, but also New York, Missouri, and Omaha. These aren't the only places Minardo has lived. For many years, the ground beneath her feet kept shifting, not unlike the way her family migrated from one constellation of skies and dreams into a future that carried the whispers and wishes of those who came before. After Italy is, after all, a family memoir. Minardo understands that our bodies and lives are animated by those who raise us, biological and adoptive, the place we live and the ancestral lands we left behind. After Italy is also an immigrant memoir. Minardo's family wanted a better life for their children, even as Minardo, the child, followed her own path, which differed from what her parents imagined for her, their only daughter. Yet Minardo faces her family with honesty. Husbands and wives disappoint each other, and parents take care of their children without necessarily considering who that child is or what she wants. Though wanting itself, as Minardo also reminds us, is often fraught. For the heart finds the familiar, do you hear family within that word, and sighs, this must be love. But is it? Yes and no, Minardo might respond. She wanted and became an accomplished writer, but did not, thank God, become a good Italian wife. The chapters later in the book when Minardo recounts her marriage to a man she calls the poet are particularly harrowing as a family pattern plays out. It's Minardo's reflections on these patterns that make this memoir so compelling. In a particularly moving scene at a hospital in Pittsburgh, Minardo's dying maternal grandma asks, seemingly out of nowhere, "You know what I want?" "What, Grandma?" Minardo asked. "I want to write the story of my life." "I can help you with that," I told her. "Yeah," she said, "you do it." In the end, After Italy speaks to both the necessity and impossibility of witnessing your own family. I'm so glad that Anna Minardo, daughter, grandchild, mother, and most of all, writer, gave this gift to her grandma and by extension to all of us. Anna Minardo is the author of two novels, including Courtyard of Dreams, which was nominated for a Penn Hemingway Award and recommended for the National Book Critics Circle Award. For many years, Minardo taught creative writing at UNO, where she is now Professor Emeritus in the School of the Arts. You can hear Anna Minardo read from After Italy tonight at 7:30 p.m. in the UNO Art Gallery as part of the Writers' Workshop Reading Series, celebrating 20 years of the College of Communication, Fine Arts, and Media. I'll be there, listener, and I hope you will be too. This is Dr. Teresa Carmody with the UNO's Writers' Workshop and Between Two Covers on KVNO's Arts Today.